This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Antarctica is an ideal place to study the effects of climate change. UAB professor Jim McClintock has spent his career traveling there to do just that. But this weekend, his scientific work comes to the stage, along with a love story. Ushuaia Blue explores the issue of climate change through the story of two marine biologists trying to save their relationship. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen tells us more.
Jim McClintock has spent a lot of time in Antarctica. He's been there more than 25 times over the years. When asked to describe the place, he can't find the words.
No, the only way you can understand Antarctica is to go there yourself. That said, I think the closest that I've come to describing it is in poetry.
McClintock teaches polar and marine biology at UAB. Despite being a science guy, he fully embraces the arts. Last year, he commissioned a play called Ushuaia Blue. It's loosely based around his experiences in Antarctica. McClintock says the idea is to reach more people.
I just think there's so much opportunity to use art and the humanities as a way to communicate what's going on in science.
There's been a lot going on in the area of climate change. A few years ago, McClintock published a book about his research and the loss of sea ice in Antarctica due to warming temperatures. Those same themes surface in Ushuaia Blue. Dennis McLernan, theater professor with UAB, says the play surprised him.
I expected an exploration of science, research, etc. And there is plenty of the science of climate change in the piece. But really, this is a story about a relationship.
The piece follows a married couple who are both marine scientists as they travel from a small town in the U.S. to Ushuaia, a city at the southern tip of Argentina, and to a research station in Antarctica. McLernan says the story is about science, but it focuses on the human side of it.
That's what this is. Ushuaia Blue is an exploration of obstacles, crises, conflicts that a pair of scientists encounter as they go through the passion of their research.
This week, McLernan and a group of six UAB students have been preparing for the first public reading of the play.
Not until we get back to Ushuaia, and then over to Antarctica.
One of those students is Victoria Cruz. She says it's not obvious, but the script will make an audience think about global warming.
Reading an article about climate change might not make you do something, but watching a love story and how they care about climate change is something that you can connect to better.
Playwright Caridad Svich wrote Ushuaia Blue. To draft the story, she asked Jim McClintock a series of questions about his life and his work. All kinds of things, from what was it like to live in Antarctica to what's your favorite song. McClintock sees some of his answers to those questions reflected in Ushuaia Blue. For the most part, though, the story is not about his life, but rather a life devoted to science. Through that story, McClintock hopes audiences find a way to relate to scientists as people.
You know, they have love affairs and they have passion for what they do and what they see, and they fall in love with strange places like Antarctica, and it shapes their life.
For McClintock, that means hundreds of publications, lectures, and now a play, all in hopes of bringing more attention to a changing world. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
First public reading of Ushuaia Blue will be tomorrow at the Alice Stevens Center.